88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Streaming on the web at 88.5fm.org. It's the independent 88.5 FM's Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month.
Hi, we're Lucius.
And we're the DJs in residence on the independent 88.5 FM for the month of March. This is our very last episode, so it's bittersweet, but it's been an absolute delight to play songs we love and share stories of our favorite music by our favorite artists with you. For our final show, we'll be focusing in on the magical, colorful world of disco. Try saying that 10 times fast in a row. And other music. We've got Jake Wesley Rogers with us in the studio, and we are so excited to be playing a bunch of his music and talking about other artists who've informed his sound, style, and DNA.
But we've only got an hour, so let's get things started first with Jake Wesley Rogers' newest single, Dark Bird, on the independent 88.5 FM.
Lucifer in Sunday school to help me stretch before I run. Say goodbye to Mona Lisa, cause she's jumping out the frame, jumping out the frame. Goodbye family, sad to leave you, but I'm killing us today, killing us today. From everyone. So the raven stole the light back and he gave it all away, gave it all away. Goodbye family, sad to leave you, but I'm killing us today, killing us today.
Last word, I got the last word.
Lucius on our Disco DJ Takeover right here on the Independent 88.5 FM. You just heard our new single, Dance Around It, featuring Brandi Carlile and Sheryl Crow. And before that, it was Jake Wesley Rogers with Dark Bird. We're so lucky to have him in the studio with us today.
So our theme for this show has been dance music under the umbrella of disco.
Cool.
Obviously, glitter and sparkle are a big part of our lives. But what does disco mean to you? And how has it inspired you or dance music?
When you asked that question, I thought about my first dog we got when I was five. I was named Disco.
Aww.
I named him Disco when I was five. So
Lucius was a dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe I should change my name to Disco.
To Disco.
But I named him Disco because I convinced myself that he liked to dance because I, like, picked up his paws. So I guess Disco's always been in me.
What kind of dog was Disco?
He was a blue heeler.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a very sweet.
Did he go after your ankles?
Always.
Yeah.
He herded everybody.
Yeah.
Like, my friends would freak out. But, sorry, not to dodge your music question.
No.
When you said Disco, it's kind of like, oh. Disco.
We're dog lovers.
Well, like,
so.
Yeah.
We both got COVID dogs.
But visual representation is clearly such an important thing to you, as it is to us. Mm-hmm. And that is such a sort of given with disco music.
Right.
The music of that era. Everybody had some extension of their music on stage that was non-musical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I also read that you grew up in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, like, being transported, that's where I learned how to be transported.
Yeah.
You know, with being on stage, with lights, with costume, and with music, and the combination of, and those worlds kind of, to me, sort of are interactive or exchangeable. I'm curious how.
Yeah, it's how, also connected. I mean, for me, I feel like sometimes it's visual before it's music, you know, it kind of leads.
Yeah.
And yeah, doing theater and sort of creating a world and a character has always been really important to me. And when I think about, like, disco music and dance music, I feel like a lot of it was so, like, explicitly queer, too. Like, kind of going back and researching, like, just, you know, why disco music was, like, used in gay clubs back in the day, because sometimes they couldn't get, like, bands to play, you know? So it had to be, like, a DJ playing the music. And so that's, like, really inspiring. And then just visually, it's stunning, right? It's just, it's electric. I mean, everything 70s and 80s has always, and will probably always inspire my aesthetic, because they were just doing something right. They were just doing something right.
Your newest song, Dark Bird, it has some disco in there. Maybe. Do you feel like that? Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to Gloria, like, over a lot during that time. I know, and I didn't even realize that, because I just had
We weren't thinking Gloria. It was,
we wrote it down, actually.
We should play all these.
Yeah, we should. We should play Gloria for sure.
God, that song's so good.
So good.
I want to hear y'all sing that. Y'all would kill that.
Oh, yeah, right back to where we started from.
Yeah.
To where we started from.
Yeah, yeah.
Do-do-do.
Right? Well, I just love... Oh, God. It's so good. I just... Yeah, I wanted to write a song. Well, like, I used to always cover Gimme Shelter in my band, because I just love that, like... You know, that, like, because it's major, you know, it's, like, that song is major, but then does, like, the walk down, and it's so dark and witchy, and it's kind of scary sounding.
Yeah.
And I love that energy, and I feel like I've never been able to, like, really, like, write a song like that. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it can, like, really quickly just sound, like, super cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. So, yeah, when I wrote Dark Bird, I was, like, okay, I think I can do this. And I wanted that moment on stage. I feel like I write a song a lot of times to, like, have a specific moment while performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted that, like, you know, Stevie Nicks, Rhiannon exorcism moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I wrote it.
Witchy vibes.
Yeah.
Would you introduce that song for us?
Sure. Let's listen to Gloria by Laura Branigan on the Independent 88.5 FM.
You just heard Gloria by Laura Branigan on the Independent 88.5 FM, followed by Right Back Where We Started From by Maxine Nightingale. We're here in the studio with Jake Wesley Rogers. Yay!
Yay!
Talking about disco and sparkly things.
Mm-hmm.
We've always loved taking other songwriters' tunes and reimagining them, and we noticed that was something that also it seemed that you were into.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you did that incredible cover of Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to know, I mean, when you have such a strong voice like you do and it's so dynamic, like, and I think we can relate in that there's so much flexibility and there's so many great songs that already exist that can have, you know, be brought new life.
Yeah.
Like, what is it that brings you to a song that you want to cover? Like, why did you pick that one?
Yeah, that one was, that was pretty early on. I moved to Nashville and it was kind of right as I was starting to work on releasing my own music, and I just wanted to release some songs that I loved, and my mom kind of raised me on The Pretenders, and she'd always sing that song growing up, so it really just meant a lot to me. So that's kind of why I released it, and that's why I pick covers now. Like, lately in my show I cover Madonna's Like a Prayer.
Ooh.
Just because I like when I love the moment, like when you start the song and you sing the first line and you just see everybody in the crowd kind of like light up. Like, that's the best feeling, and I feel like that's why I pick covers now, to kind of bring your twist to it, but just to like also, like, you know, I recognize there's always a lot of new people at my shows and you kind of have to give something to them that they can latch on to and remember and bring to yourself. And,
sure. Yeah, it's nice to give them something to sing along to.
Right, right.
And it's just another way to connect the worlds. I agree, yeah. That's,
and it's all, you know, it's all connected. I think I'm realizing more and more, like, you know, we spend so long on lyrics and mm-hmm. saying something, but sometimes people just want you, and they just, it doesn't really matter what you're saying or what you're singing. They just want to feel your spirit in it, and mm-hmm. So that's something I've just been thinking about lately, because I really just, I can like go crazy trying to write the perfect lyric, but sometimes you can just cover a beautiful song and it does the same thing.
For so. Sure. My cat Marcel has entered the room.
Hi, Marcel.
And made himself known.
Look what the cat drug in.
Hello.
What was it like releasing music during pandemic? Because obviously Pluto came out in the fall of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that. Like, how did you, were you writing during pandemic
yeah.
and then you put it out, or was that a pre-pandemic thought?
Yeah, I wrote about half of Pluto right before the pandemic, and then obviously everything shut down and I truly couldn't write a song to like save my life, so I just kind of painted and stared at things for 7 months and tried not to go too insane, and then I felt brave again and I decided to finish it, and yeah, it was hard not being able to play shows after releasing it, but I mean, one of the just kind of weirdest things that I never could have imagined was like how, like, an app like TikTok could, like, get my music to people in a way that, I mean, because TikTok happened, like, right when the pandemic happened, and I just started putting my music on there, and it started working, so I don't know, I never would have expected that, because I'm kind of averse to stuff like that, but that was one kind of beautiful thing about releasing music in the pandemic, was I still felt like people were, like, hearing it. I was actually, like, reaching a new audience.
You had to be, like, resourceful about figuring out ways to connect.
Totally. And now we're coming out of it, and now, you know, you can actually play shows, and you can see that, okay, like, even though I hated to spend so much of my life editing TikToks, like, at least, like, it got the music to the people, you know, so I can't complain too much, you know? And I think there was something kind of powerful about creating during lockdown, because A, I was collaborating with so many people and made it so I could only collaborate with, like if I wanted to write with someone or, like, do a week with someone, like, we had to quarantine. We, like, you had to, like, really be serious about it, you know? Yeah. It wasn't, like, flippant. And I kind of just put this, like, you know, like, you know, still be playful and have fun, but, like, also, like, do the work and show up and be focused. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful for that time, honestly.
What about, like, lyrically? Did you feel like pandemic had influence on what it is you wanted to say or how you wanted to say it? Like, for us, we did start writing at the very early days of pandemic, and our sort of reaction to it was wanting to dance, like wanting to find ways to, even though the matter, the subject matter was dark at times, how can we take something difficult and make joy out of it?
Right. No, I feel like the same way, like, especially with the EP I put out, like, I was kind of surprised at how, like, vibrant and bright and fun and how much energy it had and how much, like, love it had in it despite, like, all the pain, because I do think that that's at least what I really feel like I need right now. I just, even if it's, like, the saddest lyric in the world, I still kind of want to, like, cry while bobbing back and forth to it. You know? And yeah, and that's kind of what I feel now in, like, the next couple songs I'm releasing. It's just, like, it's just fun. I think that's the energy I'm in, which is so, it's against everything that's happening right now.
But it's what people need most. Yeah. Like, we've all been cooped up. We've all sort of been forced to cope with, deal with our feelings whether we wanted to or not, right? I mean, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world that we are, have no choice but to stare at in the face because we're stuck in our houses looking at a computer screen. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, what's the thing that you want most? Relief, like, relief. Light, joy. Like, and I think that's why disco and dance music has been such a force in this time for us. And it seems like for other people like you as well. I mean, I totally relate to that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, especially, like, yeah, the history of disco and, like, you know, feeling like you're contained and you can't be who you are, and then it's, like, to the most fun beat ever, and you're dancing your ass off, and
it's like an escape a little bit.
An escape, or, like, a coping mechanism. Okay, I know this is actually serious, this is actually difficult. You know, there is heartache in this, but I want to feel good. You know, give me, this is medicine. Is there a song that makes you, like, that epitomizes that feeling for you?
Oh, definitely Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, duh. That's, she does it best.
Oh, my God. She really is so good. She really does. Let's play that.
Cool.
This is Robin with Dancing on My Own here on the Independent 88.5 FM.
Somebody said you got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? It's a big black sky over my town. I know where you at, I bet she's around. Yeah.
Ever pay for the person behind you at the drive-thru? It's a great feeling of giving, knowing that they can never thank you. That's what you do when you donate to 88.5FM.org. You keep the independent 88.5FM on the air for everyone in your community to enjoy.
Support for 88.5FM is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. The Subaru Forester and Outback are ready for your New Year adventure. At the core of Subaru of Glendale's business is their focus on caring for customers, employees, and the community. In the service department, factory-trained technicians use specialized tools and genuine Subaru parts. On Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. More information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, 88.5 FM has your chance to see Shaky Graves on August 23rd at the Wiltern. Find full contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at 88.5fm.org. No purchases necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Shaky Graves, the Wiltern, August 23rd.
Want to know when your favorite artists are sweeping through Southern California? Check out our extensive concert calendar at 88.5fm.org. You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. The independent 88.5FM's Artist in Residence.
So I wanted to ask you, you're from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Yeah.
And I was curious, how do you think that affected your artistry? And did you see any shows or have any mentors growing up or artists that you kind of like looked to for inspiration?
Yeah. You know, I think the Midwest is complicated in a lot of ways. It mm-hmm. still feels like home. Mm-hmm. My family's there and I do love going there. Mm-hmm. And I feel a lot of love there, but there's also this, you know, this other side of it, this Bible Belt evangelical mm-hmm. current, and it's complicated, but I do love it. And I was lucky growing up there to have like a really good support group and friend group and theater community. Mm. So that was really important to me. But I was in sixth grade when Gaga like came out, and that was really important to me because
yeah.
she was, you know, she was talking about the things that mm-hmm. I wanted to hear, and
yeah.
she was like standing up for queer people mm-hmm. And apart from that, just like the most insane performances I've ever seen. So my mom would like drive me to St. Louis, like 3 hours away, to go see her.
Oh, amazing.
You know, so stuff like that was really powerful. And then I also like her, I'll never forget seeing her show. Like I saw her in a theater, I think in like 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It was like right when Bad Romance came out. It's like really life changing, actually. Just mm-hmm. to kind of, I just kind of knew like that's it.
Yeah.
Performance and art and pop music, like it can be all those things. And
yeah,
yeah.
What was I want to know what your favorite Gaga song is, but I'm also curious, what was your favorite song of, like, your first favorite song in life?
Wow. That's a hard question. I had a lot of early favorite songs, you know, uh-huh. But I feel like the first album really blew my mind. I was 10 when Welcome to the Black Parade came out by My Chemical Romance.
Mm.
And that album still holds up. Like, it's it's still really, it's so artful in their music videos and everything. And I think it was my first time I was like, oh, this is a concept album. Like, they're telling a story here. And I just felt so creative when I listened to it. I was like a little kid, and I was like, I want to like write a musical like with all these songs, you
yeah.
know. So I guess I just really have always, it's less about genre for me and more just like the drama. Like mm-hmm. I just love when people go like full on the drama and like on the bit, and they just take it and they run,
like the superhero version of yourself.
Yes,
because yeah.
I think that's what we're doing. You know, I think I feel my best when I write a song that's like, oh, that's not Jake at 10 a.m. That's Jake on another planet,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And like he can help me down here when I forget, you know? Yeah.
You want to introduce one of those songs?
Yeah. One of my songs or one of My Chemical Romance or?
Whichever.
My Chemical Romance is not very disco.
What about Gaga?
Ooh, okay. Which Gaga song? I feel like we should take it back. I feel like we should play Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of superheroes,
mm-hmm.
You just did Good Morning America with Dolly. Is that right? Did you get to meet her?
I didn't get to meet her, sadly, because it was remote still.
Oh.
I know. I was on the same day, though, and that was enough for me.
Totally.
Just virtually, just to know that
we
shared the same, you know, time frame.
Yeah.
Someone watched her, and then me.
Yeah.
She somehow crosses all genres.
Mm-hmm. She's everything.
She's everything.
Mm-hmm. She has a disco song.
Oh, God.
Let's play it.
This is Dolly Parton's disco track, Baby I'm Burnin', on the Independent 88.5 FM.
I know what your eyes say. Your eyes reflect love and desire.
I think I have that on vinyl, that disco.
Really?
Yeah, I think my ex-boyfriend got it for me. It's like the I can picture it right now.
Yeah.
It's like she's in like a pink dress or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
that sounds about right.
Have y'all worked with Dolly?
No, I wish.
You need to.
I feel like we're like passing ships. We keep. Like she was at Newport and we were there the day before.
It's gonna happen.
Or something,
I can feel it.
She was in the studio with Dave right before we were.
We did record Second Nature, our new record, in the same room where she recorded Jolene.
Yeah.
And I Will Always Love You.
In Nashville?
In Nashville.
At
RCA.
RCA. Nice.
And then didn't we mix in the same room that Whitney recorded?
I Will Always Love You.
Whoa.
No, we didn't mix there.
We tracked extra things there.
Yeah, something. We did some overdubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
At East West.
Fun.
Where Whitney did I Will Always Love You. So... We were blessed.
Yeah.
We were blessed by Dolly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If those walls could talk.
They probably can.
We'll make them talk.
Yeah.
There's speakers everywhere.
Yeah.
Echo chamber. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today in this magical musical hour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's send our audience off with one more of your songs. How about Pluto?
Let's play Pluto. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure, truly.
When I was a kid, Pluto was still a planet. I'm still kind of sad about it. Thought I was the dish till someone made me doubt it. I'm still kind of mad about it. I could buy me a rainbow. I'm a little afraid though. It won't look good with my halo. Hate on me, hate on me, hate on me, hate on me. You might as well hate the sun. You're shining just a little too much. Hate on me, hate on me, hate on me. My mom, she loves me no matter what, and that really fucks me up. I can't be the best. There's so many killers out there, dying in hotels somewhere. I could buy me a rainbow. I'm a it might start to fade, oh.
just like that, our time here at the Independent 88.5 FM is over. It's come to a close. We're Lucius, and it's been a total honor and privilege to be the artist in residence this month. We want to send a special thank you to Yola, Salise, Roger Waters, Krungbin, and Jake Wesley Rogers, who've all taken time and energy out of their busy schedules to do something special with us, talk about disco and all things music and art. It's been a total blast for us. If you've been listening along the way, thank you so much. Also, if you've missed some of this show or any of our residency the past month, they are archived at 885fm.org. My dog Minnie says hi. That's 885fm.org on the Artist in Residence page.
Thank you for listening, and thanks for supporting the Independent 88.5 FM.
Good night.
Catacombs, Brexit, surround.